Hello, and welcome to our very first pod on Reflections. You're joined today and every other day by myself, Rinette,
Cindy,
and Christina.
After months of planning, a lot of technical issues, trial and error, we're finally here. Woohoo!
Yay!
So I guess we'll jump right into how we got around to getting this pod up and running. Did you want to take us through, Cindy?
I actually started this podcast after going through a crisis in my life.
That's so deep.
And I had to find ways to console myself and normalize what I was feeling to feel less alone. So I looked through podcasts when I was at work and I would just listen to them and try to comfort myself. And I found that, you know, everyone goes through a similar thing. We all feel like the extreme highs and the extreme lows of life. Yeah. And then I thought, you know what? I want to create content that is relatable for everyone who experiences these life struggles. And hopefully it'll give the audience different ways of looking at things when they're faced with similar situations. Hopefully they can learn vicariously through my own experiences as well as you guys, and also get a laugh out of what we went through. And I thought it would be good to start a podcast because I've always been afraid of public speaking and I wanted to become more articulate and expressive and build my communication skills and also, I don't know, become more outgoing. So I thought it'd be a great idea to throw myself in the deep end and make this podcast that I'm going to broadcast to the wide public.
Awesome.
Yeah. Of course, I did not want to do it alone because it's going to be boring just chatting to myself all the time.
Crazy.
Which is probably what you're already
at. Thanks, guys. Thanks for that support with that statement. So I asked everyone and everyone would say that they're too busy or they can't commit. And Christina was the first person to say yes. And I was like, yes, got my first co-host. And then I guilt-tripped Rinette into joining us, but I'm sure they can give you their reasons for staying on board.
Well, I don't have commitment issues. I just said yes, honestly, because I like to try out new things just as long as I don't die.
That's fair enough.
That sounds pretty fair.
It'll be fun, like, honestly.
Yeah.
You might as well stretch while you're alive.
Yeah. What analogy.
That's it. That's the quote.
How about you, Rinette?
Well, obviously for me, I thought it was too much of a commitment for me because
I'm giving you side eye.
I guess that. But the point is that I'm here and I'm here to stay. And I thought that this would be a good opportunity to actually do something different. Like, this isn't something that I would normally do and something that I would really put myself out there for. So I think it'll be a good learning experience.
Same,
it'll
be fun. Same.
Yeah. Awesome. So, Cindy, how did you actually come about the title of this podcast?
So I came up with it after looking in the mirror. No jokes.
Look at me.
So on reflections is a loaded term. It's pretty much sums up what we're going to be doing each podcast, and we're going to be reflecting on our life experiences, which are quite unique. And it also refers to our reflection of ourselves in the mirror, who we are and who we wish to become. It also acts as a collaborative journal that we are all working on. And I'm very serious about my personal growth. I don't know about you guys.
Well, we're here for that, so.
So hopefully this will complement my personal growth journey and the audience as well, if they wish to embark upon it as well.
Cool. Sounds pretty good. It's actually interesting, actually, because normally these kind of projects are like this podcast are started with your close friends or just someone that you know really well. I mean, I haven't known you guys for too long. Is 2 years too long?
I think it's pretty long.
I don't even know you for 2 years.
But I guess this will take us on a journey to really get to know each other on a very, very personal level. So with that, let's go into our personality traits. Which test did we do?
We did the 16 personalities test and personality perfect, but we're just going to discuss the highlights of what we found.
The highlights, because we always want to be popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can go first, Sydney.
So I identified as a INFJT, which is also known as an advocate, using the 16 personalities test. So if you guys don't know what that means, it means introverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging. So here it says that my strengths are creative, altruistic, insightful, passionate, principled.
Sounds awesome. I think I agree with your passionate. Your passionate strength. I think you do get quite passionate in things that you are passionate about.
So when I talk about
every time she says passionate.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about things, you're very much into whatever you're talking about, or you know, whatever topic that you're in. Or an event or whatever, you're just like all in.
Yeah.
Full send.
Like I was definitely telling you guys recently about manifestation, so you saw that passion in me.
Yes.
My weaknesses include sensitive to criticism. I'm
100%.
Thank you. That wasn't even a moment of pausing.
She beat me to it, actually.
I'm reluctant to open up. I am perfectionistic. I'm prone to burnout and I avoid the ordinary. So you guys obviously just agreed with sensitive to criticism. Can I ask why? What gives off that vibe?
Can I go first?
Yes, Christina, you may.
Yeah, I don't
so
like that at all.
When I speak of something that I see in you that I've seen in myself, and it's a self-awareness trait, you either dodge it or you speak and make an excuse for it. And a month later, you come back and you tell me what you discovered. But I keep my mouth shut because I already told you it.
I'm low-key hurt, but I accept your criticism. It is fair, and I'm working on it.
So now I just shut my mouth and watch you go through the pain, because you're not gonna listen to me anyways.
You're like, I'll just let her like drown on her own.
She's not gonna listen to me.
That was so controversial. I love it.
Juicy
drama.
Yeah, so, and some other highlights from my personal profile which I have taken is my relation with friendships. So I desire authenticity and I have a small circle of confidants, which is true. I only have like 3 friends, Christina and Renette.
And myself.
You gotta be friends with yourself before you can be friends with another person.
Yes. Okay.
So I like to surround myself with people who inspire themselves to grow and improve. So I don't only want to have fun. I want to learn new things, make new discoveries, and build my bonds. I have high expectations for myself. So this is why I project onto others sometimes. And in friendships, I try to look for a soulmate. So someone who shares every facet of my passion.
Being.
My passion. And imagination.
Why are we alive? Did you just talk about me?
I guess, Christina, you can go next then and go from
so,
there.
Christina, tell us about you.
So, my personality type is ENFJA. I'm extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging personality trait. They say my strength is that I'm tolerant. Reliable. I know Renette would debate that. Charismatic.
Did I say?
Altruistic. Did I speak? And a natural leader as well. I definitely think I'm tolerant. I tolerate so much that sometimes I think I don't have boundaries.
Wow.
Yeah. A little sad. My weakness is overly idealistic. Selfish, too sensitive, a fluctuating self-esteem, and struggle to make tough decisions.
I agree with you being charismatic. When I first met you, I was like, whoa, you have an out-of-world personality. In a good way.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. What are my strengths? My weakness, I mean.
I definitely didn't see you being, you know, fluctuating with your self-esteem because you carry yourself quite confidently when I see you. But I don't know, maybe you can elaborate on that.
So with the self-esteem, it says protagonists define their self-esteem by whether they are able to live up to their ideals and sometimes ask for criticism more out of insecurity than out of confidence, always wondering what they could do better. If they fail to meet a goal or to help someone they said they'd help, their self-confidence will undoubtedly plummet. I definitely agree with that.
So you're pretty critical of yourself?
Yeah, for sure, because I feel like if I'm projecting this standard on someone, I should be able to meet it too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ooh.
Mm. What about you, Renette? What do you identify as?
I identify as INFPA, I think, which is the mediator. And actually really interesting is that prior to this, because I've done this test many times, like with years in between, and I've always gotten like ENFP or ENTP, which is the campaigner or the debater, so more on the extroverted side. And now I'm sort of more leaning into the introverted side, so you could say that I've evolved.
So you're more kept to yourself now.
Yeah, it's just like maybe it's just more of me just getting to know more of myself. Well, especially during like this whole pandemic thing, I've gotten to know myself a little bit more and just really enjoyed my own company and embracing my peace.
That's good.
Because I was always in like a dilemma when I would, you know, when I would wonder whether I'm introverted or extroverted. And I guess, you know, I have both traits, you could say, because I think...
Sorry, can't you be extroverted in some circumstances and then like introverted in other circumstances?
Yeah. I do believe that it's not just a one thing, like you're just plain introverted or plain extroverted. It's just like saying, you know, like for me, I'm extroverted around people that bring me.
How about change it to introverted is they just like their own company and get energy out of it compared to extroverted where they get energy from external factors?
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I just really need my time and space alone, you could say. Like I could entertain myself without needing to be around people to feel entertained. Anyway, so my strengths and weaknesses currently. My strengths: thoughtful, generous, open-minded, creative, passionate, and loyal to their values. So I think I'm pretty open-minded with a lot of things. I tend to give people like the benefit of the doubt in most cases, and you know, just what do you guys think?
I agree with generous, because you gift things to people's houses. I'm still waiting, by the way. So I just taken in that little hint there. So make sure you send me some food.
You need a bigger hint.
5 kilometers.
Hey, you can still post it.
She's really asking for it.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. And my weaknesses: overly idealistic, self-critical, impractical, emotionally driven, and difficult to get to know. I think I feel like with many of us, self-critical would be a big one, because you know, we are our own what do you call
biggest
it?
biggest critic.
Yeah, so I think when this happens, we may accuse ourselves of, you know, not being enough or not doing the right, yeah, I don't know.
The self-talk is quite negative.
Yeah. So that's me. What do you guys
think? I agree with difficult to get to know, because it kind of took me a while to, you know, get to know who you are. Yeah, so when I first met you, I thought you were quite reserved, so I didn't really know how to make conversation with you and get to know who you are. But then... Yeah. I think just talking to you all the time made me kind of realize that you're actually quite nice. And you know how like...
Quite nice? Like it's a surprise?
You know when you meet people and then you're like, oh, like they could be quite mean or like, you know, judgy, but you are actually a nice, yeah, soft person at heart. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I made the effort to become close with you.
Aww.
Yeah.
What if she didn't do it and she wasn't?
That means you wouldn't be our third co-host today.
And there we have it, folks. I'm just,
but I'm glad it worked out the way that it did. Yeah. So awesome. Do you guys That's believe great. In like personality tests? Like, is there a science behind it?
Well, I think it also ties in with your mood on the time that you were doing the test, I think, or like just your feeling as of recently, like prior to doing the test. But I think it's a good sort of like overview or summary, because I think this one in particular can be a little bit accurate.
Yeah, definitely.
So I kind of like this one. Yeah. And I guess in most tests or personality things that you do, you generally do look for the things that you just agree with. So it can be a little bit biased, but you know, we're all changing, I think, yeah, as well. Yeah, we're all changing. For sure. So like I said, how, you know, my test results came from E to an I. So I think the sum of our daily interactions and activities like continually shape us. So none of us are really the same who we were like last month or yesterday or whatever. Yeah, so I think we'll definitely be, or we'll be slightly different, like, you know, who knows, next 2 years, 5 years, who knows? Maybe stick around with us through this journey and find out.
Yeah.
So with that, good morning, good night, whenever you are. Catch us on our next pod. Bye.